Okay, we are now going to learn Daf Chav Dalid Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. We are up to the third line. Yasvei Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, the Chachamim sat in front of Rav Papa, Vakamri Mishmeid Shmuel, and they were saying in the name of Shmuel, Avel Shashimesh Mitasa Bimei Avlo, Chayiv Misa. If an Avel has marital relations right in the middle of his Avelus, he's Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. Amulu Rav Papa says, no, you're making a mistake. Osir itmar is mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. We only said mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan itmar. First of all, it only said that it's osir. It never said yichayv misa. Second of all, another mistake that you made is it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, not in the name of Shmuel. The shmielchu, and if you heard a din that there's something about avelus mishmeid Shmuel in the name of Shmuel, hachi shmielchu. This is what you heard. Amr of tachlifa bar avimi. Amr Shmuel avel shalo para. If an avel doesn't grow his hair out, he shaves his head, vishalo perem, and doesn't tear his clothing, chayev misa. That's what he's chayev misa for, shenemar, because the pasuk says when Nadav and Avihu die, that Moshe said to Aaron and his children, rasheichem al tifru, uvigdeichem lo sifromu, v'lo samusu, that even though most avelim will have to grow their hair, would have to tear their clothing, you guys shouldn't do that, but don't worry, you're still not going to die. The implication is, ha'acher shalo para vishalo perem chayev misa. Other avelim who failed to do this, who failed to be para or pireim, who failed to grow their hair or to tear their clothing, would be chayiv misa. Amrav and Bar Papa Tana Bavel Rabasi, it says in Maseches Machos, Avel Asur L'Shamish Mitasim Me'evlo, that an Avel is not allowed to have marital relations during his Avelus, U'maisa Bechot Shimish Mitasim Me'evlo, V'shamtu Chazirim Es Kaviyaso. And one guy did this, and it ended up pigs dragged his body, meaning he was so terribly punished. So main point number one, one opinion is you're chayiv misa for having tashmish hamita during avelus, and the other opinion is you're chayiv misa for cutting hair and not tearing clothing during avelus. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas about avelus on Shabbos. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Pachaz Chova, the three things that start with the letters Pei, Ches, and Zayin are a chiyuv, are an obligation for an Avel on Shabbos. Nasar Rishus, but the three things that start with Nun, Tav, and Reish are not a chiyuv, they're just a Rishus on Shabbos. What are these three things? So Pachaz is the following. Priyas HaRosh, to expose the head, not have an Ativas HaRosh, not have a wrapping around the head. Chazaras Keralacharav, the Ches is to take the torn part of the garment and put it behind you so that it won't be seen. And the Zayin is Zekifas Amita, standing your bed upright during Avelus. These are the three things that Chova are Chiv on Avel. And if you don't do these things, you don't observe these laws of Avelus that make it obvious you're an Avel. So these things you're not allowed to do during Shabbos in a public way, because these are clear, obvious demonstrations of being an Avel. You're not supposed to have clear, obvious demonstrations of being an Avel on Shabbos. So therefore, you're chayiv to unwrap your head, you're chayiv to turn your beged around so people don't see that it's torn, and you're chayiv to stand your bed upright. The nasar, the three things that are nuntaf and resh, are ni'ilas hasandal, when the Avel on Shabbos is allowed to wear leather shoes, Tashma Shamita, he's allowed to have Tashma Shamita, Rechitzis Daim Raglaim B'chamin Arvis, and he's allowed to wash his hands and feet with warm water. So these things are Rishus, and the Avel is allowed to do them, but if he doesn't do them, it's not a problem. Rav Amar Af Priyas HaRosh Rishus. Rav says, even Priyas HaRosh on Shabbos is a Rishus, is not a Chova, because not everyone exposes their heads on Shabbos, and therefore, even if you keep your head wrapped, it's not a problem of Avelus Befarhasi on Shabbos. So, frankly, Gemara, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that Priyas HaRosh on Shabbos is a Chiyuv, Maishna Ni'ilas HaSandal, Delav Kuli Alma Avidi Desaimi Mesanayu, Priyas HaRosh Nami, Lo Kuli Alma, Lav Kuli Alma Avidi Demegalu Rishayu. Why should wrapping of the head be any different than wearing leather shoes? Just like not everybody wears leather shoes, not everybody wears their head wrapped. So why does Shmuel think that unwrapping the head is a real problem to do on Shabbos, because that makes it obvious that you're an Avel, but when it comes to not wearing leather shoes, it's not so obvious. My answer is Shmuel Atamei. This is Shmuel going according to his own reasoning. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel tells us two halachas of an Avel. Kol kera she'eno b'shas chimum eno kera. If an avil tears kriya, he tears his garments when it's not a time that he's really suffering over the time of the news of the death. It's not called kriya. He's not yotzei the mitzvah. V'kol atifa she'eno ka'atifas yishmei l'meina atifa. And to fulfill the mitzvah of atifas harosh, of wrapping the head, he has to wrap the way the yishmeilim wrap their heads in order to be yotzei yiskiv of atifas harosh. If that's the case, even though not everyone exposes their heads on Shabbos, but people certainly don't normally do an atifas yishme'ilim on Shabbos. That's something that's very unique for an avel, to wrap it all the way a yishme'ili guy does. That's certainly something that's very avelus related, and therefore Shmuel holds it would be a public sign of avelus to keep your head wrapped in that way. Machver Rav Nachman ad gubid dikna. Rav Nachman showed what is atifas yishme'ilim. It goes down to the holes where the beard grows underneath the cheekbones, underneath your mouth, meaning that you have to cover your nose and your mouth and a little bit of your beard with your garment. So it's a complete wrapping. It's like a burqa type of wrapping of a person's head. So that's something that's not normal under normal circumstances. So main point number, whatever it is, 1, 2, I don't know what we're up to, that those signs of mourning that are obvious are usher to do on Shabbos. Those that are less obvious are mutter to do on Shabbos. Machlokes about atifas harosh. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu, ella she'en lo menalim baraglav. When we say that Shabbos and Avel has to reveal his head that was covered during his Avelus and turn the clothing of the torn clothing around and to stand his bed upright, that's only to let it be known that there's no Avelus on Shabbos. That's only if he doesn't have shoes on his feet, because he doesn't have shoes on his feet, people aren't going to know what he's doing. They're not going to know if he's an Avel or not. But if he already has leather shoes on, then that's okay. Then he can do whatever else he wants, because everyone's going to realize that he's not observing Avelus because he has leather shoes on. Now we mentioned earlier that any time you tear kriya, but it's not the time of the intense emotion of the loss, it's not called tearing kriya. But didn't they once tell Shmuel that Rav died, kara le tresa money, and Shmuel tore 12 garments because of it? Amar azul gavra dehava mistafina minei, the man that I was afraid of has gone. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan nach nafshei Rabbi Chanina, when they told Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Chanina died, kara le tlesa ritzli milsa, he tore 13 linen talisos. Amar azul gavra dehava mistafina minei, and he said, the man that I used to be afraid of is gone. So you see that an avil can tear even after the shas chimum, even after the time of the intense mourning, because these people were tearing many, many, many garments. Says Gemara, Shiny Rabbanon, Dekem Dol Kol Shai, Demitkri Shmatayu Kishas Chimum Dami. Now, when it comes to great rabbis, it's different, because since we're always quoting them, so each time we quote them, it brings back that emotion of Oy Vey, we lost these great chachamim, we lost these great rabbis. So that's where you say that you're allowed to tear kriya even after the shas chimum is over. Amrei Ravin bar Ada l'Rava. So Ravin bar Ada said to Rava, Amr Talmidach Rav Amram, your Talmud Rav Amram said, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Aval kol shiva koro lefanav. Throughout shiva, the Aval has to have the torn garment in front of him. V'imbalach l'machlev, and if he wants to change his clothing during his avelus, he's allowed to change his clothing. V'koreya, and he has to tear the new piece of clothing that he puts on. B'Shabbos kore l'achorav, on Shabbos he puts the tear behind him. V'imbalach l'machlev eino koreya, and if he wants to change his clothing on Shabbos, he's allowed to do that for Shabbos, and he doesn't have to tear his new clothing. So bottom line is, from the fact that the Braisa says that during the weekdays you're allowed to change your clothing and tear the new beged, don't you see that you're allowed to tear kriya not at a shas chimum? Because whenever you happen to be changing clothing, that's not a time of high intensity of mourning. Says Gemara, ki tanya hi, when it says in the Braisa that you tear the new beged, that's not the same kriya, that's b'kvod of the imo. That's only for special honor of mother and father. But erchinami, that's not the mitzvah of kriya. The real mitzvah of kriya is only b'shas chimum, only when the feelings are very intense. Osan Karain, those tears in the clothing, Misachin, Owein Misachin, those tears that we do on the second shirt that the Yavel wears when he changes out of his first shirt that he tore, and he has to tear again, that second shirt that he puts on, are you allowed to sew up those tears or are you not allowed to sew up those tears? Pligiba Avuad Rav Oshaya Bar Kapara. So this is machlokas between the father of Oshaya and Bar Kapara. Chadam or Ein Misachin, Vachadam or Misachin. One opinion says you're not allowed to sew them up, the other one says you are. Tistayim Davuad Rav Oshaya Damar Ein Misachin. It seems that the Avud Rav Oshaya is the one that says that you're not allowed to sew them up, Dom Rav Oshaya, because Rav Oshaya says that even that which you tear for kavod of v'imo, ain mesachin, never allowed to sew them up. Miman shmielei, lav me'avua. Where do you think he got this from? Must it be that he got it from his father? Says Gemara, no. Who says he got it from his father? Lo, mi bar kapara rabbi shmielei. Maybe he got it from his rebbe, bar kapara. So main point over here, Kriya, tearing the clothing, can only be done b'shas chimum. For the death of a rabbi, it's always shas chimum. And by parents, we tear again when we change the clothing, even though it's not shas chimum. So for the death of a rabbi, it's always shas chimum. And for parents, we tear again when we change the clothing, even though it's no longer shas chimum. So now we're going to talk about a torn beged of an avel on Shabbos. Amar Ava, avel metayel b'unkali. An avel is allowed to go around wearing his torn shirt, betoch beso, in his house on Shabbos, because that's a private matter. No one's going to see that. So it's not a public sign of mourning. Abaye ashkel Rav Yosef. Abaye saw that Rav Yosef, when he was an avel, deparis le sudra reshe, that he had a cloth over his head on Shabbos, and he didn't expose his head for the honor of Shabbos. He remained with his atifa, with his wrapping around his head. Vazel vasi bevese, and he would go around his house, and it turns out that he was observing the avelos on Shabbos. Amar le lav sover lamar, ein avelos b'Shabbos. Abaye said to him, don't you hold that you're not supposed to observe avelos on Shabbos? Amar le hachi amar b'yochan, varm shabbat sinna noeg. He says, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yochanan that when it's a private matter, we're knowing avelos on Shabbos. The Mishnah went on to say, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Mishchar Beis Hamikdash Hatzeres K'Shabbos, that after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, we treat Shavuos like Shabbos when it comes to avelos. Rav Gamliel said, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like Yom Tovim, and the Chum said, not like anyone, that Shavuos is like a Yom Tov, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like Shabbos. So how do we paskin? Which Yom Tovim do we assume stops the avelos? And which Yom Tovim do we assume that we would continue the Avelos? Amar of Gidol Bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel Halach Rav Gamliel. We paskin like Rav Gamliel that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like Yom Tov, and therefore every Yom Tov would break the Avelos. Vika Demaski Lahadra of Gidol Bar Menashe Aha. Some have the statement of Rav Gidol Bar Menashe in the following context. Kol Shloshim Yom, the first 30 days, Tinok, if a baby dies, Yotze Bechek, he's brought out to Kavura in a person's chest, meaning he's held closely to a person's chest, the person holds him like you would hold a baby, you don't have to bring him in a coffin, you don't have to bring him on a bed. V'nikbar bi'isha achas u'shnei anashim, and one woman and two men who are kosher are allowed to go out and bury the baby and accompany him to his Kavura, but you don't need all three people to be male. You can have one of them be a woman. What you cannot do is have one man and two women going, because that's going to be an isser of yichud. That one man being on the road alone with two women is going to be an isser of yichud. Abishol says you can even have one man and two women, because we assume that in a time like this where they're burying Nebuchadnezzar, dead baby, you don't have to worry about anything in terms of yichud. There's not going to be any inappropriate activity at a time like this. So main point over here is that we paskin all Yomim Tovim would break the Avelus. And then another main point, machlokas, when burying a baby, a less than 30 day old baby, if two women and one man can go out for the burial. Machlokas, if two women and one man can go out for the burial of a less than 30 day old baby. We'll continue with the discussion of burying a baby, Be'ezus Hashem, next time.